Okay, so Chamishi Apikudei. So we have the process of erection of the Mishkan. And one of the pratim, which is mentioned in that context, is the parochas. The parochas is referred to in a very particular way. The Torah tells us, V'samta sham es haron edus, V'sakosa al haron es haparochas. So Rashi says it's milashon hagana, protection. Sharei mechitza, he said, there's a divider. So sometimes you could put up mechitzas, like the mechitza shel barzel, right, to protect something that is precious and therefore requires protection. Like we look in the Sefer Shmuel, the Plishtim, they regretted it, but they wanted to seize the Aron as something of great value. And that's one of the functions of the parochas, is it's a davar, which is magen, a defensive element. But there is a different interpretation, which is the interpretation of the Rabban in Sadigon and the Chizkuni, I believe, v'sakosa al ha'aron, not al, the Rabban says, el. Ki v'sakosa milashon masach. Masach is a screen. V'chein v'yasem es paruchas ha-masach v'yasech al-aron o'edus. And previously, the Sadigon says, from the language of v'sakosa v'esaser, it should be hidden. Likewise, the Chizkuni v'sakosa al-aron misucha mitchitza. Quotes from Hosea. Hineni sach es darkeich. Pasuk in Hosea, Perek Beis. Al ha'aron, etzel ha'aron. Like the Rabban said. So I think that this is a second. And even if we, let's say, somebody would take Shavu deraisim nikitas chevetz, right? Nobody's going to ever try to take the aron. You don't have to worry about it from a security standpoint. You would still need a parochas. Because the parochas grants Tznius to the Kedusha, the elevated, rarefied Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's a critical point, right? That which is Kedusha requires, that which is invested with significant Kedusha requires even greater Tznius, called Kavod HaBas Melech Panima, etc. The idea of Hatznei Lecha Simelokecha is that the more Kedusha there is in that relationship, the more Tznius is, which is required, Megala Tefach, Mechasa Tfachayim. And Tznius is the, in that respect, is the sine qua non, is absolutely indispensable when it comes to the greatest expressions of Kedusha that we have, that it should be in total privacy, shielded from the kind of pumbi that for us is so indelibly associated with the Egel Azav and the Luchos HaRishonos and everything that the Mishkan, especially the Shitas Rashi, but the Rabban as well, and the Shitas Rashi, that the Mishkan is a kapara and all of that. So the idea of Shebeseser and the idea of Visakosa Shalomi Lashon Hagana, but Milashon Masach, Milashon Seser, as Sadigon has a very profound resonance.